Norv, this is Joe Person, also with the Charlotte Observer. In talking to some of your former players and guys who've coached with you, you have often had a vertical passing game has been a big part of your offenses. And that was pretty big when Chud was here his 2 years here. Do you think, and I know you said getting the ball out of Cam's hands quickly, and that was a big emphasis last year. And do you think that it would serve the offense and Cam well, though, to maybe get him back throwing the ball down the field a little bit more?
Well, it's something that he does extremely well. Some of it has to do with who you're playing, as I said, and will continue to say. Some of it is, getting those guys, the receivers that you trust, and obviously this group had some injuries they had to overcome last year. There's a misnomer. I think people think to throw the ball up the field, you have to hold it longer. That's not always the case. If you have the ability to run the ball, which we do and will have, it should create opportunities to get explosive plays in the passing game, and that's something we're going to work hard at. I like to think we have the ability to be a high-percentage passing game, too, and obviously the ultimate is to be, successful on third down, but I think you have to stretch defenses. I think you have to have the ability to threaten them deep, to make them play the entire field.
Norv, Ashley Mahoney with the Charlotte Post, and again, as everyone has said, welcome. What qualities are you really looking for to build on with this receiving core, as well as perhaps bringing in outside guys with more experience?
We were breaking up just a little bit. I think I got the main part of your question. I'm watching all the tape, and I've actually cut up had our video people give me a tape of each player, every ball that was thrown to them, so you can really clearly look at them, and I'm trying to evaluate them as best I can. The personnel stuff, between Marty and Ron, and they know these guys, they know our needs. They ask me for input, I certainly will offer it. But from, what I've seen, this is a talented group of young guys. Unfortunately, a couple of them had injuries, and they are young. So I think, as I said, I've had success with young players and developing them and having success with them in production.
If I can just jump in here real quick. Again, if you're on the line and don't have your phone muted, please mute your phone unless you're asking a question. It's pretty tough to hear when there's people rummaging about.
Norv, one of the criticisms of Cam and his technique is that he tends to throw off his back foot at times, and that causes the ball to sail a little bit on him. Have you noticed that, and is that something that you feel needs to be corrected?
And again, I always get into this. When people start talking about one of the criticisms, and when you say that, it's an open-ended, obviously, statement, and I don't know who you're talking in terms of might be criticizing him, because having been in as many NFL organizations I've been, I've been with some really talented players that are criticized by somebody. So I think, Cam has great confidence in his arm, and sometimes he holds the ball to keep a play alive, and there isn't a lot of room to step up. There's not a lot of, you have to throw it that way sometimes, and he's got a lot of confidence in his arm. So, yeah, when he has the opportunity and when it's a clean pocket and all those things are there, we're going to work hard on like we would anybody, getting him to get his weight transferred and have good form and technique as he's thrown.
Norv, David News from ESPN.com again. What do you think of the way that Christian McCaffrey was used this past year, and how do you see him being used moving forward?
I thought I have every ball thrown to Christian McCaffrey. He was throwing the ball 124 times. You know, if you throw 500 passes, that's one out of every five. So it's pretty amazing when you think he wasn't able to get here until training camp started. You know, he was very productive. There's some really good things that he did. You know, we're going to build on those things. And we've had success with backs like Christian. So we're going to, you know, look at things we've done in the past and then, you know, build on the things that he had success with this year.
Norm, this is Jordan Rodriguez again with the Charlotte Observer. I know you've had a lot of success with dynamic backs in your past, but also you've had a lot of success with power runners and kind of loosening things up the middle. And I'm thinking you might want to avoid that with Christian, but do you think the answer to that power run is currently on this roster?
Again, you start getting into personnel discussions. My familiarity with the roster is, you know, there's talent at the running back position, but in terms of making those evaluations, you know, Marty and, you know, personnel guys and Coach Rivera, I mean, those are the things that, you know, they've been here, they know, so those are questions I think are best for them.
From the Ryer Report. Do you envision the transformation or the transition from Mike Shula's offense to your offense being an easy one for Cam specifically or the rest of the offense? How different is the language and the emphasis and your scheme versus his scheme?
Well, the great thing about it, and I know people want to label different offense, defense, whatever, with the coordinator's name or the head coach's name or whatever. It's a Carolina Panther offense. And, you know, it's evolved. Obviously, the history of it, Rob Szczesinski, coached for me, I think it was 3 years in San Diego, and he brought the system, our system here. Now, the system evolves differently with different personnel, but the terminology is amazingly pretty much the same as what we had in San Diego, what we used in Minnesota. There's some tweaks, there's some code names, there's some things that are a little different. But when I get in here and start looking at everything, I say, well, they haven't changed a whole lot. So from a standpoint for the players, you know, I think we're going to build on the things that this group has done and done well. And I think, you know, for Coach Rivera, I mean, that was something that was positive in terms of with me is not having to change a lot of the verbiage, like the formations are 90% the same, the motions are the same, the way we call the runs and passes is very much the same. So I don't see that as being something that's going to take very long.
Following up on that, Norman, it's maybe kind of what you were saying, but what made this job particularly unique enough that you wanted to get back into coaching to come here?
Well, there's two things that, and I told people I'm close with, and some people I'm not that close with, that the way I'd probably get back into coaching if I chose to would be, the important things would be the general manager and the head coach and people I knew, and I obviously know Ron better than anyone else I could have gone with, and that was very important. And then you want to go with a good team that's not rebuilding, and we're still talking about Cam was MVP a couple of years ago, and you know, there's good football players on this team, and there's young players that I think we can really develop. So that all was very exciting to me.
Norm, this all went through pretty quickly, and it's just, I think, in about a three-day period. Can you kind of take us generally just kind of how this all developed between you and Ron and whoever else might have been involved?
I can tell you my part of it. Ron called and said he'd made a change and wanted to know what my intentions were. I had talked to a couple people about the possibility of getting back into coaching. I think a couple people I know that were involved in interviewing for head coaching jobs. So I think Juan had a feel I might be interested. And then I said, yeah, I'd be interested. But, then we talked, and obviously that's the process you go through. I came in, we visited, I visited with Marty, and it's the way it turned out.
I'm not sure if we'll get a chance to speak with Scott, but him coming in as well, how does a guy go about building a relationship with Cam Newton, and how will you all of you three work together during this process?
Well, the important thing for me, for a lot of time, when I was first the coordinator, I was the coordinator and quarterback coach. That's the way it happened. 20 years ago, there were a lot fewer guys on staff, and that's what you had. So I spent all my time with the quarterbacks, and what the way it's evolved, we have the ability to have a quarterback coach. You want to be on the same page, and it was very important to me that to come in here to have someone that I knew understood what we're doing and exactly how we're going to do it. It worked pretty good with us with Teddy Bridgewater and with Bradford in Minnesota. So, Scott will spend a lot of time with Cam on the individual things, both techniques and, going through our playbook, our installations, those things. I'll spend a lot of time with the guys as a group, the quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends and receivers. We'll meet together a great deal of the time, so to make sure everyone's on the same page. When you do have a quarterback coach, then it frees the coordinator up to get involved in different areas. If I want to go work with the tight ends and backs together on certain schemes, if I want to work on the slot receivers and let Lance take the wide receivers, it frees you up to utilize everyone on the staff.
Norv, with the way things ended in Minnesota, and I've read that that sort of a philosophical difference between you and Zimmer, did you feel like you had some unfinished business and kind of wanted it, as you said, kind of another crack at it?
There's probably a little bit of that, I don't know that when I left, I felt I was through with coaching, but every experience you have, that's why it was, it was really opportune that Ron had an interest. Ron and I worked together for 4 years. We know each other pretty well. I know it's turned around. I'm working for him, but I think we appreciate the same things about style of football. We're both from a little bit different era, so it's a little bit old school, and he appreciates that about me. And so I think this Ron being here, the same system in place. I know a number of the guys on the offensive staff. I work with Pete Hainer at San Francisco. So this was an opportunity. It was a great fit. And, as I told Cam, you do this, you want to go have a chance to win a championship. And, this team was in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. So it's a talented football team.
Let's start wrapping up, everybody. So if we've got one more, maybe we'll go from there.
Coach, what was that talk like with Cam?
Pardon me?
What was that talk like with Cam? What did you guys discuss, and what was his attitude, his mood towards you coming up?
You know, we just were able to have a brief conversation. We weren't able to get into a lot of football. Just, you know, the rules are, I think, as he expressed to me, there's a, and I feel the same way. I mean, there's an excitement and there's a nervousness. And when you have change, you know, everyone gets that nervousness, but sometimes that nervousness is good. And, you know, it brings, you know, it gets your attention and it's not status quo and you have use it as an opportunity to improve.
Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate you taking time.
All right. Look forward to meeting all you guys in person.
Thanks,
Nora.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
The chairperson has disconnected. The conference will now end.